A protest has erupted in the UK against sending depleted uranium ammunition to Ukraine. The hugely controversial move has led to a rally outside Downing Street in protest against the British government's decision to supply Kyiv with the radioactive weapons. Demonstrators called for the decision to be reversed. The use of the ammunition, which has been linked to numerous health issues in previous conflicts, is designed to be used by the Challenger tanks that Britain sent to Kyiv last month. An activist who took part in the protest told us that while mainstream reporting doesn't give the full picture, many people are aware of what's happening in Ukraine.
We've organised an emergency protest against sending depleted uranium shells to Ukraine. We've done our best to communicate our protest to as wide an audience as possible, including newspapers like the Daily Telegraph, the Daily Mail, the Sunday Times, and various other newspapers. The activists who are here today have been protesting for 9 years since the coup in 2014 in Ukraine, asking for the British government to end its support for what we regarded, even back then, as an illegal regime. Britain has given billions in aid and military aid and economic aid to Ukraine at a time when the energy prices here have gone sky high. People are struggling. A lot of people are aware of these, of the truth in Ukraine, which is quite amazing when you consider that the reporting here is totally and utterly one-sided. They recycle the stories from American intelligence, British intelligence. The Ukrainian regime lies.
This is not the first time that the UK and its ally, the US, have raised concerns with the use of controversial weapons. During the first Gulf War, the countries used hundreds of tons of the radioactive substance. And during the second war in Iraq in 2003, up to 2,000 tons were employed during only a 3-week period. Another striking example was NATO's bombing of Yugoslavia in 1999, with the consequences of depleted uranium usage still being felt today.
Radiation appears only at the moment of ammunition's explosion. However, the dangers posed by depleted uranium nanoparticles, which can be sprayed tens of kilometers from the site of the explosion. From 5 to 7 years after the nuclear incident, damage begins to affect the most sensitive tissues in human bodies and animals, the reproductive organs and the spinal cord.
Suspected that my illness is a consequence of the NATO bombing. And when I came to Belgrade, the doctors confirmed it to me that the bombing was the main cause of my illness and that it was a consequence of the bombing. In particular, the depleted uranium ammunition that they used to attack us here is the main reason why cancer appears in people. It is not clear to us what it is that affects the body, but the doctor explained to me that these are the consequences that appear after a certain number of years. They told me that I'm young, healthy, and strong, and that's why I did not feel anything at the beginning. Later, the body subsides and a lot has accumulated in the body. Our environment in which we live is polluted. I generally tolerate the therapy with difficulty. The therapy itself is difficult and lasts quite a long time. As for my mental and physical condition, I'm very exhausted. I don't move much because I can't move because of the therapy. When I'm in the hospital, the therapy starts at 9 in the morning and ends at 8 in the evening. It's 10 hours of lying down a day, and it all depends on how well I tolerate the cycle. In the second cycle, I endure heavy therapy. I had a high temperature and I fell into a coma. It's a temperature coma, but the doctors helped me, and they told me that it must be so difficult because the therapy itself is difficult and the disease has spread. Cancer has affected the lungs, lymph glands, and the main aorta.